Many people of this country, along with others that support women's rights or rights of any kind as of late, are up in arms. This is why I am not on the right side by default for not being on the left side. The right is just as insane as the left. It is like the difference between ignorant and stupid. The right is ignorant. Yet, the left is just stupid. Ignorant, I can work with. Stupid isn't worth the time it will take to make them unstupid, re-educate them to think correctly. And time is the most precious thing on the planet. More than oil, more than gold, more than life, more than sex, more than we're right and they're wrong. After spending the last few months looking at left and right more closely, I do not know how the Republicans and or Democrats ever got voted in, ever. The only reason the Democratic Party is on that side of the fence on this topic is because the other side already has this as part of their criteria to join. The left also believe they will gain traction this November. The only thing they will be tracked to is right out of office. The right and the left cannot get along on conceptual value. I loathe the left as a party, and they have either straight up lied or misrepresented data so much that I never look into their claims anymore. After the Roe versus Wade overturn, the right is just as much on my stay away from toxic people list. I swear I should make stickers and shirts that say that. I am talking about the parties, not people who follow the parties, because of the lesser of two evils concept. Some want a voice and they vote for stupid B over ignorant A, but both A and B are both bad for us. I do not have a left-right brain opinion, even if it may seem that way. Most people do not think like me. Most people choose to be on one side of the fence or the other. I choose to not have a fence at all. I do not believe in the premise that I am right because I am not left and or vice versa. I understand both left-right are poor choices for human societal evolution. The meaning of words phrases. Like, what they actually mean, not what you think they mean. Belief doesn't mean fact or knowledge. It's just a belief. I believe this to be, however, that statement doesn't actually mean, this is what I know. Often belief and knowing get used together in definition, and that actually is not true or a fact at all. The Bible is not fact. It's not based on factual anything but belief. The sheer concept that politics uses the Bible whenever they see fit is also part of the problem. The separation of faith and politics is supposed to be objective, but is it? We need to unwoke ourselves and realize that there are multiple sides to every story, not just the two that the media likes to spew. This is right, and this is wrong. It is never just that simple to be ing and or yang. I do not support the right-wrong as the only way to discuss things. It's all about the finer details, concepts, perspective, point of views, philosophy, and the information systems that go into that. The instant gratification of the flow of raw information and how that information is now manipulated to have a false narrative point of view displayed as facts is where a major part of this outrage is coming from. It's been manipulated at the source from the start to target minority people, the young, the impressionable, the bullied, the misunderstood, the faithers believers out there that believe faith belief is literal knowledge and the different. The data is manipulated by the source to convince both right-left that you have free will and free choice. If both choices suck for us, is that even a choice? Do people want to live in the USA or a free society? These two things are not the same thing in 2022. If people want to live in the USA, then do nothing. Let others you vote and under false pretenses fight for your laws' rights, but really just only stand up for their personal beliefs and the beliefs of others that financially fund those people, all while they openly break the law before our very eyes. If you want to live in a real, free society, stand up for change that benefits all mankind along with allowing people to live free and make their own decisions about things that should only concern them and not the country. Stop voting left-right and vote independent. Screw them. Let them burn. It is time for something new, and yes, new is change, and change is scary as fuck. Knowing and believing are not one and the same, but they are displayed and treated as such. Knowledge starts with belief, but only becomes knowledge when the belief is proven to exist in reality, literally. Now apply that to some of these concepts. What do you believe, and what do you actually know? It's okay to believe in God and the Bible. It is okay, I suppose, to be a Democrat, Republican, Independent, Forward. I have issues with the two-party system so much I will no longer openly support either as a fundamental building block for a civilized society. It isn't okay for concepts grounded in faith belief to creep into the decision-making process for everyone. Period. One of my mantras is, do not get upset over which you cannot control. Stop and think about that for a second. What do you actually control? Not what you believe you control, but what you know you can actually control. The world is changing. We are living this change. Change is never pleasant. The internet gives everyone a voice, and that voice is loud. However, just because something is loud doesn't make it good or right. Volume is not a measurement of quality. Just like belief, faith is not a measurement of turning theories into facts. However, we tend to use belief to try and state that faith belief is fact. It is not. The usual test for a statement of fact is verifiability, that is, whether it can be demonstrated to correspond to experience. Standard reference works are often used to check facts. Scientific facts are verified by repeatable, careful observation or measurement by experiments or other means. Wikipedia entry for fact. Faith doesn't require proof to exist. It is actually the only thing that doesn't require proof in its definition to exist. However, facts do require real proof for its existence. In order for a fact to be real, it must exist tangibly. So why in the fuck do we have laws that sit on a foundation based on belief faith? When laws are black and white, either false or true, it just doesn't make any damn sense. Both political parties do this whenever it seems fit for them. For those who believe in God, most of the big questions are answered. But for those of us who can't readily accept the God formula, the big answers don't remain stone written. We adjust to new conditions and discoveries. We are pliable. Love need not be a command, nor faith a dictum. I am my own God. We are here to unlearn the teachings of the church, state, and our educational system. We are here to drink beer. We are here to kill war. We are here to laugh at the odds and live our lives so well that death will tremble to take us. Charles Bukowski. This blog is from a series of quotes from my version of the three-body problem with our Americanized political society. Mortui infantes, dead babies. Emendation ad infantes mortuos, amendment to dead babies. And Viena una tormenta, a storm is coming. Instead of reading the 16,000-plus words I wrote on this subject, think of this as a greatest hits for that here. For all the people that require a short social media-style blip format blog, well, here you all go. Serenitas Nunc. Latin 4, Serenity Now. By David Angelo Minio. July 22, 2022. 1,368 words.